أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 9 of Surah Al-Hijr. The ayah is famous, quoted it many times at the Khatm-e Quran Jalsas and other occasions. And the translation is also known to us. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Inna, certainly we. And then there is another emphasis, nahnu, once again, that it is only us. Nazzalna al-dhikra, that we reveal the Quran. Wa inna lahu lahafidhun, and certainly we are ones who protect the Quran. Here we can see a great deal of emphasis that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has placed. This emphasis is in actual fact a response to the Quraysh of Makkah in the previous verses, when they mockingly said to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you claim that the Quran has been revealed to you, and wa na'udhu billah, you are but insane. So if you claim to be so close to Allah Ta'ala, then why do you not send down angels? Why did Allah Ta'ala send down angels? Or why didn't angels come down with you, and they would have borne testimony to your nubuwat? So the response, this is one of the responses Allah makes. The truth of the matter is this, that we have revealed the Quran. Ulama have expressed a very important general principle of the Quran, that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks in the plural, so generally we will say it is the royal plural, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing Allah's sovereignty, Allah's control over everything. But the truth of it is, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show His power and His might, there is two general sifat and qualities of Allah. One is Allah's qualities of jamal, Allah's qualities of beauty. And when Allah ta'ala speaks about His qualities of beauty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala generally speaks in the singular. And when Allah ta'ala speaks about the qualities of His jalal, Allah's might, then like here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in the plural. With regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protecting the Quran, we know that the words of the Quran have been protected. There has never been any additions. There have never been any subtractions in the words of the Quran Sharif. There has never been any changes, not even a dot that appears above or below certain letters. Like the ba, under it is one dot. If another dot would have come, it would have been a ya. But even that also, the Quran is absolutely pure and purified from all those changes. We look at the fatha, kasra, dhamma, everything has been put into place, and there is no one that changed this Quran. 1400 years plus has passed since Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received this Quran, and the Quran is recited the way it was recited by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A very interesting incident had taken place in the time of the Abbasi Khalifa Mamun. He was a person that had this enthusiasm that there should be some intellectual discussions that take place in his court. And hence he used to invite different ulama, different scholars. On one occasion, a Yahudi came into the court of Mamun and he made some contributions. Whatever his contributions were, it was intellectually appealing to Mamun. And the result of it was, Mamun asked him that if you made such an intellectual contribution, then you seem to know what is right and wrong. Why don't you accept Islam? So this Yahud replied that I will not accept Islam, and he left the court. Many, a time had passed, many days passed, months passed, when this Yahud comes back to the court of Mamun, and now he is garbed as a Muslim, he's brought Iman inwardly and outwardly. So Mamun asked him the reason why, what had happened. So he replied that after I left your court, a thought had come to me. I'm a calligrapher, and I began to do some calligraphy insofar as the Torah is concerned. And in my calligraphy, I changed words, I left out words, I added words into it. And when I took it to the synagogues, the Yahud bought it, looking at it, without even raising an eyebrow, they accepted it, they purchased and they paid me good prices for it. Then I did the same with the Injil. I added, I subtracted, I changed, I took it to the churches, and again, the Christians paid me very good prices for it. They were amazed at the calligraphy, but the changes did not marvel them, the changes did not affect them. And then I did the same with the Quran. And when I took the Quran to the masjids for the Muslims to buy, they opened, they turned the pages, they found the difference in the words, the additions, the subtractions. They brought it back to me and they didn't purchase it. So that showed me that this Quran, this Kitab of Allah, is 100% the way Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had recited this Quran. The narrator of this incident says that some years after this whole incident had taken place, I went for Hajj, and in Hajj I met Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahimahumullah, a great muhaddith. Sufyan ibn Uyayna and I spent some time, and I narrated this entire incident. Then he replied, there's two ayahs of the Quran, بِمَسْتُحْفِذُ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. When Allah speaks about the previous revelations, Allah says, Allah had placed the safeguard and protection of those kitabs in the hands of the scholars and the rabbis of the past. So those scholars and rabbis, they made khiyanat, they misappropriated, they changed. But when it came to the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this advice, the Quran, and Allah is the one that protects. And Allah ta'ala had chosen this ummah amongst them, the young huffaz, the old, the ulama, the qurra, and in different ways this Quran has been protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Alusi rahimahumullah writes, it can be an 80-year-old man, but if he recites wrong, it will take an 8-year-old boy to correct him, because there's never changes in the kitab of Allah. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.